Welcome again to Meditation Moments, and we're so glad to have you with us, and just trust that some word will be a help to you. You know, if you're a new listener, you would like to know why we're on the air and what our message is. Well, many years ago, right after I was saved, I had a wonderful healing, and it made Christ so real to me that ever since then I have longed for others to know. To know that he's never changed since the days that he walked Judean hills, and that he's the very, very same right now. Well, I had known church membership and much of church organization, but I had never really believed God's word, nor had I met Christ personally. My experience with the church had been rather humdrum and filled with disappointment often. And it was through just a little track that was laid on my wheel bed that I came into the most glorious experience, excitingly wonderful, which brought into my life unbelievable victory and complete healing. Gone was the unbelief and the sense of futility, the disappointment and unnamed hunger. Christ came into my life to fully satisfy. And that's what my message really is. I long to tell others that what it happened to me can happen to them, that God is no respect of persons, that he still fills with his spirit and heals even the most desperate of cases, and he wants and waits to answer prayer, and that he truly satisfies. I think if I would give my whole message in one sentence, that would be it, that Jesus really satisfies. And therefore, I want to read to you this scripture from Isaiah 55. Because if you aren't satisfied in your soul and you have known the Lord, or you have been taught along the lines of the scripture, it's because that you've let material things come in and crowd him out, because he does satisfy. Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfies not? Hearken diligently, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight in fatness. Isn't that a wonderful scripture? Seek ye the Lord while he may be found, and call ye upon him while he's near. And then the seventh verse, let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord. He will have mercy upon him, and our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Now you notice it says here that if you're thirsty, if you're hungry, why come, and you can have the very wine of the Spirit and the food of the gospel without any money, without any price. And then he asks the question, why, he says, do you spend money for that which is not bread and that which does not satisfy, when you could have Christ the satisfying portion? Oh, how true. There's one little song that I've loved through the years. It's called All Things in Jesus. Friends around us are seeking to find what the heart yearns for by sin undermined. I have the secret. I know where it is found. Only in Jesus true pleasures abound. Some carry burden whose weight has for years crushed them with sorrow and blinded with tears. Yet one stands ready to help them just now, if they with faith and with penitence bow. No other name stirs the joy chords within, and through none else is remission of sin. He knows the pain of the heart solely tried. All of its needs will in him be supplied. Jesus is all this sad world needs today. Blind in men strive, for sin darkens away. Oh, to draw back the grim curtains of night. One glimpse of Jesus and all will be right. All that I want is in Jesus. He satisfies. Joy he supplies. Life would be worthless without him. All things in Jesus I find. Oh, when he comes into your life, you will find how truly he satisfies. And I know that you long to tell others also about it. But remember, without faith it's impossible to please God. If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believes. And if you'll trust his word, believe those promises, he'll meet them. He'll come into your heart and he'll satisfy your every desire. You know, I'm thankful to the Lord for another year that has just passed. Very precious, because he revealed himself anew to my heart. Well, I can say again as a testimony, when it comes to Jesus satisfying, that he was better to me than all my hopes. He was greater than all my fears. He made a bridge of my broken works and a rainbow of my tears. And I'll tell you that as the years have passed, the wonders of God's love and the beauty and grace of Jesus Christ have unfolded in greater magnitude and reality. Until I can truly say that Jesus satisfies. He truly, truly satisfies. I've been in the service of the Lord for over 50 years. This month is my 80th birthday. Yes, all that time we've been serving him, he's never disappointed once, and he's answered so many, many prayers. You know, it's a wonderful passage that we read to you in that 55th chapter of Isaiah. It tells of the promises of Christ and calling to faith and repentance, and the blessings that will come to those that accept the invitation to come by wine, milk, bread, without money, without price. You know, the greatest of all supernatural things to me is that Christ, the incarnate Savior, should plead with us in all of our emptiness to come. Plead with us to come. Tells us to come and partake of his riches and glory. Marvelous. He says, if you're thirsty of soul, come. If you're hungry of heart, come. And that if you don't have any money, it makes no difference. Come without money, come without price, but come. Come to him. He's saying again in this passage, if nothing has satisfied you, if you still have that emptiness and that aching void, come. I'll satisfy your heart. You spent your money for that which isn't bread, and your labor for that which isn't satisfied. Now come and eat that which's good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Oh, for a fat soul comes from reading God's word and believing his promises. God's word declares that Jesus Christ is a satisfying portion. Friends, millions have testified to that, that it's so, that he has satisfied every desire of their heart. That they knew nothing but the world's work and the world's wages, and spending money for that which didn't satisfy. And then Jesus came in their life, and there dawned upon their darkened souls a light that never was on land or sea. God's word says, the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. If you're listening in and you've never known Jesus, he knows that you don't care about him. He knows what you are. And just think, he humbles himself and stoops down to your level and pleads with you to come. He says, come unto me here. Your soul shall live. Isn't it wonderful that you're still alive and he gives you another chance? That you're still in a place of hope and still have the opportunity to meet the Savior? He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open, I'll come into him and sup with him and he with me. Oh, if you could only realize even dimly what a satisfying portion Christ did, you'd leap to accept his invitation. God grant that you will do so. For as sure as you're listening this invitation, we're giving to you from God's word, just so sure judgment day is coming, and in that hour, you'll know too late that he was the bread of life that could have utterly satisfied your hunger. But instead you spent your all for that which didn't satisfy. Incline your ear, he says, come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live. Wonderful, wonderful verse. To know the only true God and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent is indeed satisfying. Oh, so many scores of time in his word he pleads for you to come, come. In closing this little meditation together, do you ask how to obtain that which satisfies and the springs of life that never dry up? You get it just for the asking, there where you are right now, alone. Can't you just, if you're just by your radio, kneeling or sitting there in a chair, just say, Lord, I accept your gracious invitation. You said, he that comes to me I will in no wise cast out. Lord, I do, I come to you. You said, return unto the Lord, and he'll have mercy, and to our God, and he will abundantly pardon. I ask thee, Lord, for this pardon and for this mercy, and he'll meet you. And as you live in the Word and you talk to him, you'll grow. Your soul shall be satisfied. God bless you and keep you and make you a blessing to others. He answers prayer. Amen.